The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 6th of July. For some reason, I put it down yesterday. Today was going to be the 7th, but it's not. It's the 6th
not
of July.
Yet.
7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Christina's having a tough time. Things are happening back in Ukraine that are very sad. We're sorry, hon.
And very personal to her.
And very personal. We're very sad. Trish is here.
It's 67 degrees in downtown Reading, looking for a high today of a balmy 96. A low of 67 on Friday, 96. And a Friday night, 66.
Well,
cooling down below 70. I mean, my goodness.
You laugh about 96.
Yeah, but
let's put the sweater on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm loving it. It's just a nice tropical little breeze here, down from that scorching above 100 for how many days? On Saturday, it says hot, but it isn't. It's only 96 and it's 66 at night, and Sunday 95, and on Sunday night 65. On Monday 97 and low of 67. And then, darn it, on Tuesday, it's going to bump back up over 100 again to 102, and looks like it might do that the rest of the week. But it is summer, and it is Shasta County, so
okay.
I guess we need to be aware of that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, I had schedules, but now I'm looking at my schedule and I have all the times down, but now I'm wondering if somehow when I was talking to them.
And you thought today was the 7th.
No.
Tell them the 7th? No.
No, I told them. Anyway, I'm not going to say who it was, but I am going to say that Heather Hadwick, who is a candidate for the, First District Assembly, mm-hmm. will be our guest today. She's coming in from MODOC. She's got some things she's doing down here, like seeing what it's like to have electricity.
Oh, because they don't up there?
No, I'm just kidding. No, that was terrible.
Oh.
It was terrible.
That was just MODOC, I used to spend quite a bit of time in MODOC County when I was on the Board of Supervisors because we have a lot of, rural county issues that we would meet together. And I love that area.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice.
Oh, no. My sister-in-law is from Altura. She was, her grandfather, his name is Buck Server, was the sheriff of MODOC County.
Okay.
And there's all types of stories about Buck Server.
Yeah.
And then she grew up there and went to, the high school in Altura, cheerleader, and is now the head HR. Of the largest law firm in Sacramento.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is a woman that worked her way up from like the bottom. Doesn't have a college degree. She may have one now, but
probably could picked up.
But Altura's is a great place. We go up there every year and shoot squeaks up there in Cedarville.
I had a lot of fond memories. They got some great old hotel up there and some restaurants and. And met some very, very nice people during the time I served up there that are dedicated to their community, and it's
they
very
are,
nice.
But they're going through hell up there.
Oh, they are.
And
the rural parts of the state of California
God.
There's just, one more thing after another. Every time you turn around, there's another thing. My son and I were talking last night about the mileage tax. That they're getting ready to slap.
They're thinking
down.
About.
Yeah,
doing.
That they're,
yeah.
They've been talking about it long enough now. I wonder how far along it is in the legislation
and
stuff.
Tell people what you're talking about.
Well, okay, so basically they're going to charge you by the mile. They figure that that, you know, they can't get us to all get into electric cars. So in addition to all of the gas taxes, which just, by the way, went up right at the 1st of July again, another new gas tax, they're now going to get you for every mile you drive. Well, that may be okay if you live in a downtown community where your commute is 5 miles or something.
That would work for me because it takes me, I am literally 3 miles to work.
Yeah.
And 3 miles back. And then if I have to drive around town, but my average mileage a day is no more than probably 15. Well,
yeah.
with the horse, it's different. But if you just look like from around town here,
and
forth, and then say I have to go over on the other side of town, which is what, 6 miles. But for you,
it went like when I was on the board and I was back and forth between the city of Reading and where I live in Anderson, maybe 3-4 times a day. There's nothing to put 100 miles an hour on my car.
100 miles an
hour. I mean 100 miles. Well, 100 miles a day.
Didn't they pay you back for that, though?
Not within the SCR, no. What we refer to as the downtown area, Anderson, Reading, Shasta Lake, they called it the SCR area.
Yeah.
And so anything within then, if I went to Shingletown or if I went to Bernie, because we kind of recognized that those supervisors who had the outlying areas certainly spent a heck of a lot more money doing their job than the people that represented Anderson, or Reading and Anderson.
Well, they got reimbursed.
So when I went to Bernie,
or
if I went to Shingletown, or when Molly Wilson went to Shasta Lake, Lakehead, those certain areas up in the Hitherlands, we kept track of the mileage. I did, and knew exactly how it was, how many miles it was. In fact, that was a funny story. One time when I was running for office, one of my opponents, this is funny, said, well, she cheats on her mileage. One time it's 4 miles to go to Shingletown, one time it's 30 miles to go. I mean, she keeps changing the amount. And we were doing a debate, and I said, yeah, you probably don't know too much about that, because the difference between here and let's say I'm going up just to the vineyard area, that would be 20-some miles. And if I'm going all the way to the substation, that's that many more miles. And then if I'm going all the way to the fire department, that's that many more miles. And so, yeah, I do keep track of it, and it is a different mileage each time. The guy just kind of, okay. He probably didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, see, the people that make these laws get their gas paid for.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they get their gas paid for, and they get cars too, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they get cars,
and if they stay in Sacramento because they all live a distance away, a good deal
they get
of
per
them,
diem.
Then they get per diem,
and this is the way the system is. But the Dallies both get the same amount.
Yeah,
even though they're living together, they still draw it. The reason I know that, I never asked them, because I asked Ted Gaines, because his wife, was an assembly person when he was senator, and I said, you both draw both draw per diem? Yes. Even though you're living together? Yes. So does that mean you have a nicer house than say no?
I get
anyway.
We
don't
probably
get me started on Ted Gaines. I mean, I think Ted Gaines is a good guy. You know, personally.
I don't know him.
Well, I mean, he seems like a nice guy. But he's been at Board of Equalization.
Board of Equalization.
That's what he was elected into.
Yeah.
Right. Well, 5 years ago, and I'm thinking 5 years ago, somebody in the Board of Equalization, maybe even two of them, really stepped all over themselves. I mean, really, and got in trouble. And the Assembly and the Senate took away 90% of their duties. They took them right back to the Constitution, because in the Constitution it says you have a Board of Equalization, this is what you'll do. They took them back to that.
Yes.
So they lost 90% of their staff and all these things, right?
Yeah.
Did they get a cut in their pay?
No.
No. Did they get a raise? Yes.
Yeah.
For doing less work. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying what they're not doing isn't important, but it's not the magnitude that it was.
Yeah.
So if it's kind of like this, I pay my people by the hour. So they're in here, they're out of here.
Yeah.
Because they all got lives.
Yeah.
But I just pay them for those hours. I don't pay them for 8 hours for a 2-hour day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you know, everything, everything that we go to the grocery store, everything we're paying for, I don't know whether, I'm sure everybody else has noticed it, but all of the services that we purchase, whether you maybe have your yard done, have your house cleaned, get your nails done, whatever those different things are, they're all going up.
Oh, my God, yes.
And not little bits. I mean, it's like I'm almost afraid to talk to the people that I work with because I think, here it comes. So they haven't raised yet.
Oh.
And when they raise, they're not little. But I understand it. I mean, I understand why they're doing it.
Inflation?
But what's the matter with the fact that your income's not coming up in the same way?
Yeah. How about building a business, right? Starting from scratch, as many have done. And then when you get to sell it, 30% of what you make goes right to the government. Yeah. Even after you've already been paying them all these years.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you made money on this business through your work and, this. Yeah. So we're going to take 30%. Yeah. Well, it could be anywhere from 20 to 30%, but let's just say 30%.
Capital gains tax?
Yeah, 25%. Okay, just cut it in the middle, between 20 and 30, so 25% of what you make. Mm. So, you sell off the business, and let's use this as an example, $200,000. That's $50,000. You end up paying back to the government. Right out
after all you've poured, of course, you keep track of all the money you've put into it all those years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's, wow. Yeah.
So.
No, it's not, state of California is not a,
one wonders why
we're living here. Except that I love the state. I love where I live.
And looking at we've got to run, but looking at this poll they just took, 40% of the people in California don't like it, they're thinking about moving.
Yeah.
They love it here. They love living in California, but they can't stay here. No, but they're thinking about leaving because of the taxation.
Yeah.
We just had another thing is that the cost of, the cost of housing is up. We just drove down to Sacramento. Let me tell you, the homeless problem they got down there is unbelievable. I mean, we think we got a problem.
The last time I was down there, I couldn't believe it.
Whoa. Anyway, we have to take a break. Oh, well, this portion of the show, and this is good news, is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which is a local bank, and it's a locally run, local board of directors, the whole thing. They've been in business now for 16 years. They've been moving dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Real happy with them. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. For more information, visit bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back. Okay, I'm here. You could let it go, and I wouldn't catch you from up on somebody that you used to know.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
the City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlize Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott.
This Thursday mornings. I love Thursday mornings.
You, so do I. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only, not, okay. I've been told that there's other full-service jewelry stores in Reading, but how could they if they don't have a watch repairman?
There you go.
And that's what Four Winds Jewelry has, is they have a watch repairman and can build a watch from scratch. But they have a huge selection of jewelry at very fair prices. And I've never, ever been wrong in going down there and listening to, beginning with Leonard, and then now the people down there now, Rebecca and Henry, when it comes to buying stuff for Linda. And, you know, birthdays and Christmas and that kind
they
of
have,
stuff.
You know, the uniqueness about the store is that they have a whole section of consignment jewelry. So that there's all kinds. There's old jewelry and
estate jewelry. Old pawn. They've got
really
Native American stuff. Yeah, there,
exactly. There. And then they've got a ton of turquoise. Along with new and things, and they'll make things. You can take stones in, and they'll make jewelry for you and help you design different jewelry. All kinds of choices, but you don't get that opportunity to get some of that old antique jewelry on a regular basis, and the prices are reasonable.
They are.
You don't need to think about a gift. It's okay to buy yourself a gift if you're a lady and you like jewelry, or a guy. And you want a new watch, it's okay to buy it for yourself. It's nice.
The Anyway, they're at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here, open Monday through Friday. I'm taking my, one of our advertisers is Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and I'm heading down there today.
Gotcha.
I was driving, nothing around me, really. I mean, it was a car, it was a car like 100 yards away.
Gotcha.
And something hits my windshield, and it gives me the, you get the little chippy, little chips, and that's okay. This one was the star. So that was hitting hard. And so I'm going down today and let him work his magic on it. It takes like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he fixes it. You can't see it and all that. And, Jeff Horst just does a great job.
He absolutely does.
He's busy because, he gave me the instructions. Don't put one of those, sun things on it, to protect your, the dashboard and it keeps the sun out. Sunshield. Don't put that on there. Don't wash it and keep your windows cracked because I guess that if you put that sunscreen on it, it really heats up that windshield even hotter than it is. And
but after he's got it fixed, that is.
Oh, no. After it's fixed,
before,
okay.
So it doesn't run before
I take
you get
it
there.
Down there. Yeah, don't take it. Won't wash it, and it needs to be washed. And so after I get it fixed, I'll go down to cooking clean.
Yeah, the last time I got one, I had to go see him, was a trip that I took to Idaho. And just driving along, and all of a sudden, bang, and my passenger, who you actually was Chris Waga, was the passenger, and it was right in her eyesight. And we did it going. Wow. So it was like irritating her all the way and all the way back. Long trip.
And I can imagine Chris had no comments.
Absolutely none.
No, she just didn't say a word about it. Did you see where this woman was taken off the plane, and because she said the person next to her was not human?
No.
Oh yeah. Well, she got up and she says that person is not human. And so now I'm, and she went down the aisle and she was extremely upset that she was sitting on the, plane and about a not a real person. Well, have you ever heard of Carrot Top? He's that comedian with the big red hair and frizzy hair and all this.
No.
Well, he's not. I thought maybe she was sitting next to him. Because he's kind of strange.
Okay. There's a lot of really strange people in the world right now.
Yeah, he just said that she was screaming at the top of her lungs like, F this, F that. You guys are doomed. Get me off this plane. So she got off the plane. And but she was saying is that the person that was next to her was not real. Now, ordinarily you laugh and because things happen. Because she looked, she was well coiffed, she was, dressed nicely and all this, but then she lost it right there. But for the last day and a half, I've been watching Twilight Zones, the original Twilight Zones. And let me tell you, those original Twilight Zones.
That was a good series. They really was.
They were so well done. Roddy McDowell goes to Mars with his partner, and his partner was killed in the crash. And these people are dressed like ancient Romans, are treating him so well. And they, look, last night we built you this house, And he says it's perfect. He said, so he's in there, and the scotch is perfect, and he has a cigarette, and he noticed there's no windows, and the doors are locked, and then the side of the wall opens up, and he's behind bars. He's in a zoo. He is the
entertainment.
He is. Life. Life similar source. From a very primitive plant. Oh no, with a very small brain. from a plant. It was kind of things, or the plane that's leaving, and it's flying from London to New York, and the pilot going, I'm feeling a surge here. What's our ground speed? So our ground speed's, 370 or 400, whatever it's supposed to be. But then the airspeed is up 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, and there's this shaking of the plane, and they go back into time, Did you ever see that one?
I don't. It's been so many years since I saw any Twilight Zone says that I don't. I don't have a retention factor for books and movies sometimes. I can have seen a movie, and then I can get halfway through it again before I realize I already saw this.
Oh, yeah.
And I do the same thing with books. Books I've read a long time ago, and then I'll get into them and I'll think, I already know this story. I'm sure I've already read it, but then I can always remember how it ended, so I can go ahead and finish it. There must be something about the memory there.
We're not going to talk about that. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, now it's time. I know there's some things stuck in your craw, so it's time to open them up. And let's start talking about some things, you know.
And if you got something on your mind that you just think you have to get off your
open
chest
line.
Here,
open
605-4567, open line until 8
Give
o'clock.
Us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. They're open and stocked with everything you could possibly imagine for gardening. Fruit trees, blueberry and strawberry plants, vegetables, herbs, they got it all. Plus, statuary for your home. I love the water features. Thank you. And we have two fountains. And the other day I went up and filled them up and turned them on, just watching them. And, you know, there's something about that that's kind of soothing.
Very soothing.
Soothing. I think if I had the perfect place to live, it would be on, like, the river. Because the river's always changing. And you can sit out.
The
you
river,
can watch
stream.
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something where it's moving like that. And you can hear it. That would be perfect. But this is Gold Leaf Nursery. They're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road. They're good people, locally owned, locally operated. And they give very, very good value for the things that you pick up there. Gold Leaf Nursery. We'll be right back.
Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. But Lord, heaven's above.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, how are you going to outlive your money, which people are starting to get concerned with because people are living a lot longer than they did.
And things are going up. Dramatically.
And things are going up, inflation and all this. Give Judy Maxwell a call, and her financial side of her company will give you a free review and evaluation of your plans. And if they're good, they'll tell you that. If maybe it needs a few tweaks, maybe they can help you with that. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. Good people there. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. Okay, so, Nick.
Good morning.
Carl, I've got a question for you. Have you ever seen that poster? I think it's a gorilla sitting there saying, just about the time I've got all the answers, they change the questions. You ever seen that?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Well, you know, it strikes me as that's exactly what the state is doing to us in more ways than one. And listening to those two commercials you had on encouraging people to sign to get rid of Kevin Cry, I would like to encourage people to go to Kevin Cry's show that was aired this last Sunday. You can find it on the archives. And it's a perfect example of how the state is changing the rules to keep us from having honesty in our elections. Or at least having the elections that we want to have as a county, as the majority of the county, I believe. And, you know, that's not the only example of them changing the questions after we've got the answers.
No, there was four big ones that we talked about the other day.
We talked about them last Thursday.
Huge ones. And it's not just taking away your opportunity to pick who you want to on a recall election. There's been several others too.
The voting thing. It's going to a hand count. How they're changing the rules as we are wanting to decide how we want to do a hand count. They're making it impossible to us, and that's explained real well by Kevin on his show. In fact, his show is getting better each week. I'm really happy that you have him on there. You talked about the wind turbines up here, the Hatchet Wind Project. And, you know, I was at the last supervisors meetings, and Steve Kearns was on there. I think he's the head of the Planning Commission, and he explained it real well in terms that we could understand of what the state's doing. After we've turned it down, they're going to shove it down our throats. And, in fact, I anticipate having Steve Kearns call into my show this Sunday, Poke the Hornet's Nest, at 8:15, and he's going to explain it in terms that we'll all understand and what they're trying to do. And I just want to call up and pimp for my show, more or less.
Okay. Is he a county official, or is he a...
He's in the county planning department,
okay,
I believe.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's working for the county.
No, he's on the planning commission.
The important part to recognize is that whichever side, and I've said this before, whichever side you were on in that whole thing with the wind turbines, even if you supported it, even if you were opposed to it, at this point, everybody should be upset because they've taken the decision-making away. Had it been approved by our board and our planning commission, and they came back and said, okay, well, you approved it, but now we're not going to let you do it. That would have been the same thing. They're usurping the power of the local jurisdictions to make decisions.
But That's absolutely right. And people are seems to be good with it. And
I'm not okay with
it. I don't
know.
I think a lot of people are not good with it, no matter what side you were, because Trish was,
I have to, and I have talked with several of the people, because I didn't have a big problem with that project and worked with the people, in fact, because a lot of good friends were involved in putting it together. I will tell you that they don't feel any different about it than you do. Even if they supported it, they very much don't like the fact that the state is now coming in and changing the decision.
And now I find out that the state has shut down the fire camp portion of High Desert Prison.
Thanks.
Well, they shifted it to another spot. And from what I understand, I talked to a firefighter out there, and they've shut down the one, they've shut one down, but they've moved all the assets further away from where the fires are. So
there's no rhyme or reason to anything the state is doing in any area.
Shutting down the Susanville prison. Didn't even bother telling the Dallies that they were shutting down one, you know, the prison, which is obviously the biggest economic driver in Susanville.
Is that maybe a payback for maybe something one of the Dallies stood against them for? Is there some kind of political payback because of that?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like there's any consideration for the local economy in a rural county when they do something like that, because that could be used for other things. How about that being a state sanitarium for indigenous mentally ill people? Could they transfer it into something like that?
Indigenous, you mean people, local Californians, right?
Hopefully.
Yes.
That's what you mean, for California people.
Well, sometimes my words get mixed up.
I knew what you...
I'm on the radio?
Yeah, I knew what you meant when you said that. They're going to find ways they can't do that. First of all, their cells, and that's where you don't put people with mental problems in the cells, even though that for some of them it would be a way. Anyway, okay, Nick, thanks. We've got other people.
Bye.
Stones. Hello, Stones. Stone, hello. Did we?
Oh, there's always a delay. Sorry, there's always a delay. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not sure if you or Trish have read the proposed regulations on hand counting that the state is doing right now. I read them last week, made copious notes. And the point I'd like to make for you guys and your listeners is there are three or four provisions in these proposed regulations. They're still proposed, so we're not final yet, to revoke the manual tally process. Here's the kicker. Now, the registrar can, if she fails to file a manual tally plan, the state can revoke the manual tally plan, meaning go to electronic tabulation. There's a couple other things the registrar can fail to do. I'm not going to say she will fail, but she can fail to do. And then the state will revoke it. And here's the kicker. During the manual tally, when you're in the middle of an election, if the Secretary of State feels that it's not going to occur, I forgot the exact term, successfully or something like that, during the hand count, the Secretary of State can revoke the tally. During the hand count, in the middle of the election hand count, what's WTF on that?
So they can stop it right in the middle if they think it's not working?
Yeah. They can revoke it. That's the word in there, revoke. Meaning, sorry, stop hand counting. Here's your machines to tabulate. And by the way, also in these proposed regulations, they're going to mandate a machine tabulation as a check and a balance. They're going to mandate it. Now, again, the machines, right? Software, proprietary software. It's against the law to go into the software. It's all secret. So a lot of problems with these proposed regulations. Now, I was not at the hearing this last Monday. You heard me right. July 3rd, a four-day weekend, the state held a hearing for public comment on these regulations.
Of course they did.
Well, of course they did. And, I was not there, but I know people from here that went down there. And apparently, this committee hearing that occurred, there was not a quorum present. There was one committee member, and the Assistant Secretary of State was there. But there was no quorum. That means that meeting is null and void. I mean, what the heck?
Wow. So people drove all the way. See, that's the, well, you know, it's, for me, it's just plain frustrating to try to talk about the government and the state of California because you can't make any correlation to anything that makes any sense.
Well,
on any level.
You're awful polite, Tris, to say that the state doesn't make any sense. I'm going to take it a step further. They're evil. They hate the people of California. They want us to be subjects and not citizens. Anyway,
okay.
Any other questions before I get out of here?
That's great, Stone. Thank you for that explanation.
All right, we got to take a break. I have something that we were talking about earlier that just popped up that I think we need to talk about for a couple minutes at least.
Okay.
Something on a happier note.
Okay.
But this portion of the show, speaking of happy, you know, the young people that started NorCal Tractor and Equipment.
Great.
Aren't they?
Family.
I mean,
great
they
family.
Are super family. And they started in Redding, and they did so well that they expanded, and they built, they constructed a new building down in Anderson. And
great facility.
NorCal Tractor Equipment for all your Kubota needs. And I've seen them everywhere. I've seen them at the fair. I've seen them at the rodeo, you know, out there with their equipment. And who doesn't want a tractor?
Linda, something my husband always wanted to park in the front yard.
They've got small tractors. They've got big tractors. You know, my Linda's been fighting me to a standstill on this.
Uh-huh.
And she says, just tell me what you're going to do with the tractor. And
yeah.
I said, well, if it had lights on it, I could drive it to work.
There you go.
And, you know, come down. Mm-hmm. And then when I see all this construction along the side of the road, I could help.
Act like you're part of it.
I could help.
Sure.
You know, I could just move some stuff and pull stuff around. But on a serious note, they've got it all there, my friends. The small equipment for your personal needs, like clearing your land before fires, maybe doing some plowing there. You know, you may have an acre or two that you want to, you know, do something with, make a big garden. But they've got it all. They've got everything.
You can buy it or you can rent it.
And side by side, you want to go for rides on the weekend, they've got it. You do it all. They do it local. They're located in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. It's Thursday the 6th at 7:51 in the morning. It's approximately...
About 70 degrees.
70 degrees out there. It's going to be up tonight.
96.
Ooh.
Hey, that ain't even going to reach 100.
Weather report.
I'm going to have to use the air conditioner.
Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, 530-365-3793. You told me I've got to go see this movie called Sound of Freedom.
Absolutely.
Well, it outdrew Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny at the box office over Independence Day. So what's the story about?
Well, this story is the story of Tim Ballard, who was a...
it's a true story.
It's a true story, and he's involved in rescuing children who are in, you know, trafficking. It's all about trafficking. And people, and I don't believe that we recognize, well, we don't talk about it in polite company, but trafficking happens right here in River City.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have a major problem here, and it comes across the border. Part of Donald Trump's whole thing against the border was about trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the thousands of children, and it's happening every day where they come across the border, they have a name, where they're given to, you know, somebody's supposed to pick them up. They have no way of knowing who these people are. 90% of those children are going into direct trafficking. It's sad. And it's not just little girls, it's little boys as well.
Yeah.
This is the story of a guy that was involved with his agency, and they were getting pedophiles. They were taking pedophiles off the street. And at one point in the movie, and I got to say this, they've just arrested another pedophile. They've gone undercover, and they've got this guy. And the guy says, well, how many, you know, so I can't do this anymore. He says, I think I need to get away from this. He said, because I can't, well, why? He said, well, so Tim Ballard says to him, well, why? He said, well, how many have you arrested? He said, oh, 287 I've put behind bars. And he said, how many children have you saved? And there was the picture. They're getting the pedophiles. They're not getting the kids. This guy went undercover. He went in, he tried to, and he rescued this little boy, and then he went after his sister. And it's a true story of how these children operate. The people, I mean, you know, it is a terrible thing to say, but the people you're having lunch with down the street, or there's people right here in Redding who are involved in pedophilia and involved in this trafficking. People you know, everyday people. And it's throughout the world, and the biggest user of trafficking is the United States. That's the biggest market. That's where most of the kids come.
Hmm.
So this is the guy's true story. He left his agency. He started an operation, and he continues with it. It's Operation Underground Railroad. And they continue to rescue these children throughout the world. And until...
That means going in, which isn't safe.
Oh.
To go in and
this
and
movie
get them.
Is so well done. I know a lot of people are fearful that it's going to be really sad. It is sad. It's very revealing. It's so well done, however, that you just identify. And until we
does it give hope at the end?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
That's the big thing.
The message at the very end of the movie is so inspiring. And it's one of those things of until you recognize you have a problem, there's not a chance to solve it.
Okay, now
so everybody needs to become involved and recognize this is going on.
I can't think of anybody that would be, that would not want to help and try to end human trafficking, especially in children. But this movie is playing here in town.
At Cinemark, it's playing at the Anderson Theaters, and it was supposed to be just on July 4th. The uh-huh. demand is so high. And you need to go in and get reservations if you want a good seat because the seats are selling out and it's going to play all week. So
we're at both of them?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
And you need,
we'll get down there.
Yeah. You just need to go watch it. Just need to.
Now, switching totally about the, I was watching the John Adams the angst and the battles trying to get the Constitution and Declaration of Independence together. It was just remarkable, and as I point, I pointed out the other day was, they were slave owners, but the way they wrote this was they envisioned the end of slavery.
They knew they couldn't do it right then, but they knew they had to do it in the future.
And they didn't. Did they turn their people loose? No, they didn't turn their slaves loose. But what they wrote was such that it is a document that aligns for the freedom of the freedoms that we've had in this United States for 247 years.
I do a newsletter at the Frontier Senior Center, and for years, every 3 or 4 years, I repeat a column that I wrote way back that talks about the 4th of July, and this is your opportunity. How many times a year, have you ever read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States? How many people have looked at the Federalist Papers? How many people even know what the Federalist Papers are? If you want to understand your country, how we came up with this wonderful document that has created this republic that we live under, if you haven't read those papers and talked about them and are not familiar with them, you need to do that. You need to do it as a family. And we have, 4th of July, I'm huge flag waver. I'm so proud of this country and so privileged to be a member of it. But I'm hoping that when you're talking, what are you doing with barbecues and all the celebrations and all the stuff? Talk about the 4th of July. Talk about the freedoms and the privileges of living in this country with your grandkids and your children and make sure they understand what you're celebrating. Because it's so important. If we don't celebrate it, recognize it, and protect it, we're going to lose it.
You got it. Okay. What'd you do on the 4th?
I did July 3rd. Anderson explodes. We're so lucky in this community because we get two celebrations. The July 3rd celebration in Anderson was absolutely incredible and packed and beautiful. And then you have, the big celebration here in Reading as well. I personally watched the Anderson one from a distance because I'm just having a little trouble walking right now, and I can't manage the crowds to get where I need to be. So, but I enjoyed it nonetheless because it's there and the music is marvelous.
Yeah.
And
hey, when we come back, we've got a candidate for Assembly 1, a candidate for District 1 Assembly.
Yes.
Heather Edwick with us. And she came all the way down from MODOC. And we're going to be able to talk to her.
Have a discussion with her.
Yeah, we haven't talked to her before.
No.
So, okay, Dolores, you get the last word. Hello, Dolores, you get the last word. Hello, Dolores. Dolores?
Nope.
Okay, you're on. Dolores, you're on.
All right, thanks. I just want to say that listening to you and Trish, I think you need to have Trish more often on your radio show. I really like having to hear with, you know, with her side of her opinion, because she was, you know, on what were you, on supervisor, you know? And so I think it's important to have Trisha more often.
Thank you, Dolores. I get very enthusiastic, and I so enjoy the fact that Linda and Carl allow me the opportunity to be a part of this community and do this show. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, you do come on sometimes. You take 2 or 3 days.
I know, and I enjoy it, and I like the opportunity.
But I don't like to go to the well too often.
Well, and you know what I mean? The sad part of the whole thing is I really hate getting up at 5:30 in the morning.
I know.
But I do it once a week for sure.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break from the news, and when we come back, we've got Heather Hadwick.
Medical Center. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Multiple people killed or wounded in the largest attack on civilian targets in the city of Lviv since Russia invaded Ukraine last year.
Emergency workers clamber over the rubble whilst carrying an injured civilian on a stretcher in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. Rescue workers continue to search the debris for more trapped people. Others started the laborious task of cleaning the damage, sweeping away broken glass and twisted metal. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky posted a reaction on Telegram, saying that Ukraine would definitely respond to the enemy. Drone footage posted by Zelensky showed the tops of destroyed buildings, where third and fourth floors were completely ruined. I'm Karen Chamas.
Treasury Secretary Yellen arrived in Beijing earlier today for 4 days of talks with high-ranking Chinese officials. The leader of the Solomon Islands will visit China next week as Beijing expands its influence in the South Pacific and beyond, challenging U.S. leadership across the globe. Well, if there's one thing that most Americans cannot stand, it's special treatment afforded those they perceive as being among society's privileged.
55% of likely voters responding to the latest Rasmussen Report survey say they disapprove of the plea deal that allowed Hunter Biden to plead guilty on federal tax and gun charges. 37% say they strongly disapprove. Only 19% say they strongly approve. The deal allowed the president's son to avoid prison time on those crimes and facing no charges on more serious crimes, including alleged money laundering and foreign lobbying. Bob Agner reporting.
And quite the sell-off underway on Wall Street this morning. The benchmarks all down well over 1%. The Dow is off 482 points. The Nasdaq, 213 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Starring Jim Caviezel, the actor renowned for his unforgettable portrayal of Jesus in The Passion, and Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino. Inspired by remarkable acts of bravery, Sound of Freedom unveils the breathtaking true events of a dangerous mission to save young innocent lives. Sound of Freedom. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Go to angel.com/freedom for tickets. Only in theaters now.
You may have heard some talk about the ERC. That's the Employee Retention Credit. It's a federal program that provides small business up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds. One call to Careful Accounting at 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit and possibly for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Call 800-315-8175 now.
The president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, says Russian mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin is in St. Petersburg, and his Wagner troops have remained at the camps they stayed in before the attempted mutiny against Moscow.
He said that Wagner fighters, as far as he knew, were still at their bases. Over a week ago, Mr. Lukashenko confirmed that the man who'd led a dramatic, short-lived mutiny in Russia was in Belarus. But that same night, we tracked Yevgeny Prigozhin's private jet returning to Russia and then moving back and forth between Moscow and his hometown of St. Petersburg. Speaking to journalists today in Minsk, Alexander Lukashenko seemed to confirm that Wagner fighters were still expected in Belarus as part of the deal he did himself to end their mutiny. Satellite images have shown what looks like new accommodation being built not far from Minsk.
And that is BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com. A big cat goes on the attack in Connecticut.
And the bobcat that attacked a camper in a hammock at a Connecticut state park has tested positive for rabies. The state environmental department said the man was among several adults leading a group of young campers in Selden Neck State Park. The man was sleeping early Friday when the bobcat attacked him. He and two other adult leaders subdued the animal and killed it. All three men taken to the hospital with various injuries inflicted by the cat. None of the children on the outing came into contact with the animal. John Scott reporting.
Meta has unveiled an app called Threads, meant to rival Twitter. It's targeting users looking for an alternative to the social media platform owned and frequently changed by billionaire Elon Musk. Threads, billed as a text-based version of Meta's photo-sharing app Instagram, it's gone live in Apple and Google Android app stores more than 100 countries. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
Because it's Thursday morning.
Because it's Thursday morning, she becomes my Thursday girl. today's the 6th of July.
And that's okay with Linda.
It's okay. Oh, no, she loves Trish and she likes me. It's the 6th of July. No matter how many times I try to tell people it's the 7th, it is the 6th of July. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Okay. And are you okay?
Yeah, I'm getting better.
Christina is, of course, from the Ukraine, and she just got some really sad news today from her hometown. So thank you for hanging in there, kiddo.
Thank you so much. I'm doing my best.
I know. You've done a great job. Yes. And then Trish is here with the weather.
It's 69 degrees in downtown Ray, and that's kind of balmy for this time of year, and we're looking only for a 96 today. Mostly clear and a low of 67 this evening. On Friday, a high of 96 and a low of 66 on Friday night. And on Saturday, a high of 96 again, a low of 66. It's kind of nice when it dips down below 70 at night because that kind of cools the house off and makes it a little nicer in the morning. On Sunday, still only 95 and a low of 65 that night. Monday, 97. And a low of 67. And then on Tuesday, it's going to get right back up above 100 again. 102 on Wednesday. And so we might
135 on Thursday.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I mean, it just kind of keeps going. And it is Shasta County, and it is summer.
It is.
And we were so blessed with the
spring.
Marvelous spring that we had.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen one like that in all the time I've lived here. And it just, wow, it was spectacular. So we can't complain too much. Just a little about the heat, because it is
just
hot.
A little.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, before we start with our guest, I have two tickets for The Sound of Music out at Shasta College. And these tickets are good for any of these dates, July 13th, 14th, 15th, 20th, and 21st at 7 p.m., and July 16th at 2 p.m. for a matinee for people who don't want to go out at night. Two tickets, and for the person that calls 605-4567, we're going to go. Linda and I and Trish and her other will go. And so, I mean, this is really going to be a super,
if you
super
haven't
event.
Attended these productions that put on the
Shasta College,
puts
wow.
On. They're pros. Really, really
they're
good.
They're pros.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
People are calling, so good. We're going to give away some more of those tickets rest of the week. Now, we are here with Heather Hadwick, who is running for Assembly District 1. And we know that we've got, let me see, one, two, three, running from the Reading area, in fact. And I don't know of any others that are running. Heather's probably got a better idea on that, and I'll ask her during the break. Because, you know, we get everybody on that's running. And we have them here for an hour, so we can learn something about them. And they're going to be on more than once, because the election's, what, next November, or next March. Is it November? March.
Primaries in March.
March. So we've got plenty of time to have them on and maybe even have a debate.
That'd be good.
It'd be great for the Shasta County
League of Women Voters is the one.
League of Women Voters,
that.
But the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, you know, they've got a mm-hmm. new one, and the Reading Chamber of Commerce, you know, is to host one of these, and because we always broadcast them,
and people need to take advantage of the opportunity to get to know one on one the people that are running for office. It's awful to look at a ballot and recognize nobody, and then try to make an informed, educated decision that would serve us well.
Or seeing a name that you've seen before, which, of course, we go down in the advertising thing, but never really know, you know, what the person stands for.
And there are opportunities to get to know people, but you have to make the effort.
Right. Okay. Heather, thanks so much for driving down here and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, now, I'm sure you've got other things you're doing today, but I've driven that several times. I mean, it's not a hard drive, but it's still, what, 2 hours?
It's almost three.
Almost
with
three.
With construction, it's a little more with this
oh,
time
yeah.
of year.
Oh, gosh, yes. So tell us who Heather is. Tell us about you so people can know who you are.
I really appreciate your comments about getting to know the candidates, because I'm a big proponent of that. My name's Heather Hadwick. I'm from Modoc. I live in Alturas. I have two boys, Sam and Zach. Sam just graduated high school, headed off to the Midwest for a college. And he is a competitive shooter, so he's got a shooting sports scholarship.
Trap skeet sporting clay. People don't realize, we've got a real strong shotgun community here in the North State. And we have great teams from around here. And just like you said, they can get scholarships to colleges and universities for this.
My husband and I actually started our program and coached the team. And,
oh, okay.
So we've encouraged a lot of teams up here to get involved. And I
my
sit
son
on the state
was
board
on
too.
The Anderson High School.
Oh, team. Nice.
Yeah.
I was just talking to George about getting that one revamped.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Y'all shoot out the Reading Gun Club sometimes? Or?
We shoot in the California Youth Shooting Sports Association League. We do some in Klamath Falls. And then mostly Sacramento area.
Okay, because they have the teams around here go out and shoot there and get ready for for the state championships and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
So we have a farm in Alturas, and we have a pumpkin patch, the county's only pumpkin patch. And we have hay and Highland cattle, those fuzzy cows that are so popular right now.
Those long-haired.
Yeah, yeah.
From Scotland.
So I work at the County Office of Education. I do safety communications for all the schools, OES, Office of Emergency Services. My background's emergency manager and education. So I recently switched jobs. I was the county deputy OES director for almost 5 years in Modoc. And so I think that emergency management piece and the education piece and then my farming and ag background is something I can bring that will be a huge value and huge asset to
Sacramento. Have a degree in agricultural science.
I do. I went to Chico State, my master's in leadership and management. And so I love to learn, and I ask a lot of questions. And I like people. I think my strength is building relationships and bringing people together, those collaboration groups, and just kind of thinking outside the box with who could be involved. And I think that as a rural county, that's what we have to do. We're not big enough. We have to work together. And I think as the North State, I think that's a huge feat for the North State. I think we need to work together.
Yeah, it's the only way we can make a difference.
We've got to somehow find a way of taking the North State and uniting them with one voice.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Unfortunately, we only have one voice, and that's part of the problem.
Well, but, yeah, well, that's a big part of the problem, and we'll address that later on. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're here with Heather Hedwick, who's running for State Assembly. This portion of the show brought to us by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, and they have a home fall prevention program. It's no cost to the people that are in the program. And the whole deal with this is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults or those with disabilities. Once you're in the program, they put grab rails up and maybe railings getting out of the house, because if an elderly person falls and breaks a hip, you know, their chances of getting back into their home are really slim. So people are happier, they're healthier in their homes, and this helps with this. For more information or to get into the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back. 8:14 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
The glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
Stiefel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by one of my favorite lawyers. Yes, I can say that. My sister's a lawyer, but Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's a workers' compensation attorney, and he knows what he's talking about. He's got the largest workers' comp firm north of Sacramento. And if you want somebody that's going to fight for you, that's Patrick Gorman. If you're not getting a treatment for a work injury because of denials, in many times, many cases, the owner of the company, the employer, wants them back, wants them taken care of, but they get into battles with the insurance company. And that's what Patrick is born to do. He will fight for you and make sure you have the, get the very best results. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 today for a free consultation. That's right. It's a free consultation. Talk about your what's going on. And in some cases, it's like, okay, everything's going good. Just, you know, stay in touch. But this is the way it should be handled. So he's going to give you the straight scoop. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168 today. Okay, we're here with Heather Hadwick, who is running for Assembly, 1st District. She's from MoDoc County, and she's got an agricultural background, a farm, two kids, and experience working with is the Office of Emergency Services there up in MoDoc County, education in this. So,
what made you want to decide to run for the Assembly?
Yeah, that's I always ask that. I mean, because you, obviously you're a happy person.
I am, and I am not a politician. So.
Well, you are now.
I am. I'm jumping
but,
in.
But, well, by the very nature of the fact you're running for office, that is the definition of a politician.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I hate people say I'm not a politician.
Yeah,
well, you are. You're running for office.
Or how about I didn't think I'd ever be a politician.
That, I can identify with that. Sometimes it's just you roll into
that's,
it.
Yeah. That's, okay, so why?
So I think, like many, many people in our communities, our counties, our state, that frustration, I'm frustrated. And I'm one of those people that I'm not going to complain about it if I'm not willing to jump in. I'm very community-minded. I grew up in the district. I'm a product of this district. I grew up in Siskiyou County in a little tiny town called Doris, and then moved over. We've lived in MoDoc County, I think, 17 years ago we moved there. So I actually went to grade school in Anderson here in Shasta.
Oh.
So I am proud of this district. I know this district. I raised my kids here with my husband. My husband's fifth generation Siskiyou County. Like, there was no doubt that we were going to raise our kids in Northern California. I want my kids to have something to stay for. We went on a college hunt to the Midwest because there's no schools that do shooting sports here or on the West Coast, of course. And so we went out there, and he's, you know, looking up the hunting laws and the gun laws and looking up housing prices and jobs and the job market there. And as a young person, he could create a life there. And I don't know how you do that here anymore. It's so unaffordable and out of touch. So, you know, and I didn't have answers for him because he looked at me by the second college and was like, you know, I'm probably not coming back, right? And I'm like, I want an answer for him. I want to have something to offer him and have that opportunity to create a life, that quality of life that we all want and we love. We have that in Northern California, and we need to keep it. We need to fight for it.
Well, you know, Heather, the we just talked about it. They just did a poll that 40% of the people in California are thinking about leaving, even though they love living here,
mm-hmm.
but they're thinking about leaving for all those reasons. What do you plan? And again, as I tell everybody, the first time on, we get wave tops. And second time on, now we start drilling down on how you're going to do it. But the economy and jobs, what's your plan on this? Or, you know, in broad strokes.
So I'm not going into this naive. I've worked with a lot of government agencies. It takes a lot of time. My focus my first year will be building relationships and learning. I want to learn. I want to go to all – I'm already going to all these communities to see what their issues are. We need a workforce. Right now, we're missing that. When I was at the sheriff's office, I still teach it. We have a public safety program in the high school where we connect youth with jobs and first responders, OES, fire, and law. We were able to hire 6 people when I was at the sheriff's office. And kids, you know, we have jobs that are right out of high school. We can train them. We'll pay them to train sometimes, depending on what sector they're in. And they just don't know about it, and they don't know it's available. They don't know that pathway to get there. So I'm a big proponent of career pathways and creating those programs that we need to grow our own, and we need to have that foundation for them so they want to live, especially in these rural towns. They want to come back. They have that training and that work ethic that I think we've kind of lost in society. So I think having the workforce, one, because we have to have staff or we can't run as a community or an organization, company, anything. And I think working together, I think trying new things, I'm willing to take risks and see what works. And I completely understand that these communities are all different. Everywhere I go, they have some of the same issues, but they are so different. And what works in one county is not going to work in another. But it might be worth a shot. And if we're not all talking to each other, we're not going to know what they're trying, what they're not, what's working. So I'm a big proponent of bringing people together to talk about what's working. Like, let's figure out best practices, figure out what's working, what's not working, so we're not wasting money and time and resources on things that don't work.
To me, this is directly related to education. Mm-hmm. And as we know, the education statistics here in California are horrible. Well, all over the United States, yeah. But here in California, for the billions and billions of dollars we spend, yet the test scores keep going down. Mm-hmm. Are things different for rural areas than, say, downtown Sacramento as far as education?
I think they're different, but I think they're having the same challenges. I was in the classroom. I was a former teacher. I went to college to teach ag and then decided I wanted to teach little kids and taught elementary and kindergarten and fourth grade, and then I still get to teach a high school class now. The teachers have more hats than they've ever had. We are just dumping everything on them. If society isn't doing it or parents aren't doing it, we keep dumping and loading these teachers up. And it's the hardest job in the world. I tell everyone I know that.
They're responsible for raising our children.
They
don't have any time to educate
our
children.
No. And then you have kids that are facing more trauma than ever and there's a lack of parenting going on. So they don't have those skills to sit in a classroom. They're dealing with more behavior issues. And then the laws keep coming down from Sacramento that, you can't suspend kids that are doing this. You have to have a place for them. You know, I spent more time on behavior issues than teaching. That's not fair. That's not fair to the kids that are behaving and those kids that are there to learn. But there's no money or funding or staff to fund some of those community school programs where they're, you know, they can put those behavior kids in another classroom. They need to be integrated in those classrooms too. They need to have that too. But if they don't have those foundation basic skills, they're not going to be able to learn. If they're hungry, if they're tired, if they're going to blow out of the classroom, it's not
going to
happen.
And they know going in there that you can't discipline
them. They know.
You
yeah.
can't do anything yeah. to make them behave.
Yeah. And when you call their parents are mad at the
teacher.
School.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And that's not fair either. So
you know, the I student taught when I got back from Iraq, and being in Iraq was good training to go to schools. And I was able to teach at all levels. But one of the places I taught was Pioneer. Pioneer School was that offshoot where kids were having problems, discipline problems and all that, went into Pioneer to go to school and different curriculum and all this. But it would get them through high school, and they, in many cases, they responded. But the fact is that just the basics for kids to get through school and finish being able to speak proper English and to write an essay basic mathematics. And so then that at least trains them enough to get into their, at least to the next level, I think, is we're woefully underperforming in this, no matter how good the teachers are. Like you said, they're spending 60% of their time on 3% of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and now the schools are so far behind. We're, you know, we've always had this model where we pull out those kids that are low and that aren't at level. We're at the point now we almost need to flip and pull out the kids that are at level and challenge them because they're getting lost. Those kids that are gifted and are, you know, thriving, they're completely lost.
They're not challenged in any way, shape, or form.
No. And we need to get back to basics. Math, English, you know. Our school has a really hard time even focusing on writing because that's an extra. We're so worried about all these other things, and our kids can't read and write and do math.
State of Oregon has passed a new law that says not required or to graduate from high school that you can read.
Yeah, that's insanity.
Yeah, I know. That's strange.
We
have to take a break here, and when we come back, agriculture is such a big thing in this district. I want to hear what you want to hear what you've got to say about the agriculture side of it. Sacramento has no idea. And nothing against the Dollies, because I know Brian brings up people all the time. But, you know, just to give them an idea that, hey, if I'm going to get a prescription filled, I have to drive 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. 40 minutes. And then each way.
Yeah.
So they have no idea, no concept on this. But what your thoughts are, on, since you are an agriculture graduate and an expert on it and have a ranch, some of your thoughts on that. This portion of the show brought to you by, are you thinking about purchasing an electric car, truck, or bike? Well, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back. 8:30 in the morning, 70 degrees out there.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687. To learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott, Thursday, the 6th of July. 70 degrees out there, 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It works by appointments there, so you give them a call at 530-244-9478 and set up a time that works for you. I did mine last week and walk in, get my haircut, walk out. Or you can just sit there and read the Golf Digest and Car and Track if you want to and just kick it around. It's locally owned, veteran-owned business, been around for about 30 years, never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. At Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off of Athens Avenue. We're here, Trish and I are here with Heather Hadwick, who is running for State Assembly, District 1. We've talked about the economy, schools. I wanted to get into agricultural side of this, because as we know, last year, water was just, I mean, the acid canal for the first time in over, 100 years did not have water in it. What are your thoughts? What can an assembly person do when we start talking farms and agriculture? Because if you're not on, if you, people in Sacramento and coming out of Los Angeles and San Francisco and San Diego, well, they really have no concept about this.
Yeah, I really, it should be a requirement for all of our elected officials to understand agriculture because it's such a huge part of California, and so important. And with that, with water is life. Water is everything, for all of us. So without that, we have no farms, and without the farms, we have no economy. Working in OES, that touches a lot of it. OES kind of touches everything, so you have to know a little bit about everything, mm-hmm. and who to call and who has what and who and build that relationship so they'll show up.
That's Office of Emergency Services.
Yes, sorry,
I talked. No, that's okay.
Speaking acronyms, so I'm a huge proponent of ag education. I think that's the key. I think just teaching people. People are so far removed of where their food comes from, and
they have no clue.
No clue of the work that goes into that. And that money, when you're, you know, buying meat for $5 a pound, that's not going to the farmer. You know, we're
if you can find it for $5.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Say, where are you shop?
Yeah.
Well, she's got a farm. And
I raise my own.
There's one less Highland steer wandering around the farm. Yeah.
But I think that education piece is huge, and I think that I think that's something that our legislative needs to learn. They need to see all of our elected officials and just people, because they can speak to it. And if they can speak to it, they can teach other people. I think we're kind of turning a corner in society. We're going back to that farmer's market, farm to table. People want to know, but we need to market it. You know, like anything, ag needs to be marketed. We need people to understand where to go and who to call and how they get that.
I think part of that education regulation is going to come with the manufactured chicken and the manufactured. Yes. I think that's getting everybody's attention.
That's scary.
It's really scary, and it's scaring people who normally ignore that kind of conversation. But when they actually talk about this really isn't the chicken, that's getting their attention. Mm-hmm. So it's a good opportunity, I think, at this point to really hit it hard about how important it is that we still actually raise chickens and cows. And,
one of the things you in your issues is water storage.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken – I hate to use the word Sykes – Reservoir.
Well, but yeah.
But that's a perfect example.
We were talking about the Sykes Reservoir in 1986, 87 when I first got on the city council in Anderson. That's a long time to talk about something that still doesn't exist.
Even the governor wants to have Sykes, and it still is not working.
Yeah.
What's your is there a solution to this?
Well, I think we need to streamline price. We need to streamline the process. We have made it so hard to get anything done in California because everybody wants their hand in it, and everybody wants that control.
The environmental process takes costs four times the amount that the project costs.
It, and often ruins it, and they can't – their timelines don't even make sense. We have to do something different because we're getting nothing done. We have a lot of meetings and talk, and there's a lot of talk.
Spend a lot of money.
But there's not a lot of action, and we're throwing money at problems that you can throw money on it, but if you can't get anything done, then that money is useless.
War on drugs, war on poverty, war on blah, blah, blah.
Everything.
You solved any of them.
Yeah.
But a lot of money.
Well, they have solved the war on the middle class. They've
got rid of that.
They're winning, they're winning that.
But I think LaMalfa posted yesterday that we haven't had a new water storage facility since 1979.
Yep.
That shocked me. And I had to go look up and do some research because I was like, that surely that can't be true. Because I was born in 79, so I was like, no. Like, as much as we talk about it, that can't be possible.
Well,
like,
we've turned down a lot of dams and got rid of a lot of them.
Yeah.
But we haven't done it yet.
And we have twice the people.
Was he right?
So he talked about how we have twice the population.
Yeah.
And we haven't stored any more water. Like, what are we doing? And I completely agree. What are we doing? Because we're letting it out, and we have these drought years. I mean, the droughts we've had, so in OES, I was the one they would call if their well went dry. And you have wells going dry, hundreds and hundreds of wells in Northern California have went dry.
Oh, you have them going dry right here in Redding.
Yeah.
My friend has a drill welling business, and he has backed up. He is booked for a year.
Yeah.
At least a year. Because of right here in Churn Creek Bottom, last year. People were getting mud.
All over the South County, everything that's on acid, there was wells going dry everywhere.
And you know, maybe it's not all drought, but it, you know, you add that on top of the illegal marijuana grows and their water usage.
That's a whole other topic.
Don't get me started on that.
but telling somebody that's on a fixed income that you can't help them with their well, because emergency services doesn't do private property. It's a special district. It's a community water system. The recovery for that's a little different because it's in DWR, and so they created some well programs to try
Department
to help.
Department of Water Resources.
Yes, sorry. I'm going to get better about those acronyms.
And trying to and a lot of times you can't just drill down through the old well because they're old and everything.
So you've got to
put a brand new one in there, and that is not inexpensive.
No, and in California you have to destroy that other well too and pay for that. So it's an ongoing.
Why do we
crisis.
Still live here? Why do we still live here?
It's beautiful.
Because it's beautiful, and we love the people up here. And Northern California is different. I understand that.
It's that quality of life that we're all
quality of life. All right, let me swing over to this one. This is one of my favorite ones because it has to do with water and life. The quality of life, and that's wildfire prevention. Again, the Democrats. Who can control, and we'll talk about that a little bit, control everything. Even they agree that we need to do a better job in forest management. Now, a lot of it's BLM, a lot of it's feds, but we don't do the control burns. The state of Florida, more than triples everything we do as far as control burns. But what's your plans, or what do you look at when you say wildfire prevention?
So that's what I spent the last almost 5 years doing is responding to these fires and supporting the firefighters on the ground. the worst conversation I've ever had with someone was telling them their house burned down. It's heartbreaking, and it's too normal. It has become the norm. A wildfire should never be the norm. Wildfire mitigation should always be the norm. And we're not managing. We're not. The state has thrown money on it. There's still nothing going on the ground because of all those protocols that we talked about, those processes.
Can't cut down the tree without going through an environmental impact.
Even on your own property.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's insanity. And then we don't, you know, the enforcement of it. Everything's so broad that it's hard to even enforce those defensible space things. They need more funding. They're always going to need more funding. That's something that we have to be able to pay for.
But if they start paying for that up front and do that mitigation in the first, they won't have the burns that are eating up all of the money, because that's where it's all going.
We need to
put fires out.
Yeah, we need to be proactive instead
of reactive.
And we
don't do a very good job of fighting the fires either.
Well, now, you know, since everybody agrees on it, why aren't we doing it? If everybody agrees on it, why do you think we're not doing it?
I think that we need more people at the table that actually know fire and know what occurs. I think that a lot of that in Sacramento, they are far removed. They don't have the fires we have. They're not socked in with smoke all summer. It is removed from them. And they need to see it. They need to go look at burn scars. We have a fire that burned in Modoc County that one side of the road was treated and one side wasn't. And it is blatant.
When you say treated, what do you mean?
So that forest was managed
and
treated, and they cleaned it up, and they limbed up the trees. And so it was a nice, healthy burn. And on that other side, it is never going to recover because it burned so hot.
During the spotted owl, Congressman Herger was the congressman at that time, and we brought people from Washington, D.C. on a regular basis back here to educate them about exactly, and we had the demonstration. This is U.S. Forest Service land. This is ag, California Department of Forestry land. This is Sierra Pacific land. And this is managed, and that isn't. And this is that burning.
Sierra Pacific does a great
job. They can't understand.
You can't.
Fountain Fire is a perfect example. Drive up through the scar of the Fountain Fire.
Yeah.
You got to be an idiot not to figure out what was managed and what wasn't, because you got a whole bunch of areas that are manzanita and overgrown. That's government land.
Yeah.
And
so
not only that, it sucks water.
Plantation.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
And resources and money. I mean,
burns hot.
And Northern California, our outdoor recreation is huge. That's a huge piece of our economy, and we're burning it up every year. When I was at OES, I started a group called the Modoc Resource Sustainability Group, and it was just a group of groups. So all these agencies, I think at the end, we had 28 plus agencies when I left.
Which is part of the problem.
Yes, but they weren't talking to each other. So OES kind of touches everything. So I was going to all these meetings, so I knew what BLM was doing, or what Forest Service was doing, or what the NRCS or Fire Safe Council, that kind of thing. But they weren't all getting in the same room to talk. And they had projects that were competing against each other for grants. They had projects that were an acre apart that weren't connected for a fire break, but because they just didn't know. So we brought all these groups together. It started as a tour because there was a lot of blame game going on with a couple of the fires. So we toured around a fire and just taught each other, like, what are your limitations? What is your focus? What can you do? What can't you do? There's that blame game isn't helping anybody anymore.
No.
We have got to work together. And then from that tour, it became a working group, and we met and we just talked. And we had people that
– Was there any results from that?
There was. So our first product was a map, like a resource planning map. So we did the last 10 years, all the projects in the whole county, and then we did planning for the next 5 years. So there was two of them that collaborated and applied for a grant and received it for a fire break to do. And then we supported each other on grants. So if you have 28 agencies listed as supporting, you know, that's going to help you with that program, you know. And so
and not duplicate the effort.
Yeah,
have one guy doing –
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then during and then it became that working group too. So a lot of those groups, if they are doing a grant or program, they need that working group. They need that working committee. And so it worked for that. We were already meeting, and it was good. We even got an RCRC award for it, and it was during COVID, so it went down a little bit.
What's an RCRC award?
The rural county. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. As you know, they've just brought 13 doctors into Shasta Regional Medical Center to work there. And in the residency programs, they're going to be working not just at Shasta Regional, but also at the VA, the Redding Rancheria Clinics, doctors here in town. They're going to be seeing patients. And with 13 this year, and this program is going on next year. And this is a three-year program, so they're going to be here for 3 years, and hopefully they're going to see this is a really a great place to live, and some of them are going to stay here, and if they go out and get their specialties, they're going to come back here. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Summertime travel can take a toll on your vehicle, including dents and dings. From door dents to possible dings at the park, from softballs or baseballs or even golf balls. That's why Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive invites you to make an appointment today for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. And they accept most major insurance companies. For summertime dents and dings, contact Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992.
The Octagon is back at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships present Fight Night. The hits are coming Saturday, July 15th. Fight Night will bring you excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fee and include $10 free slot play.
You must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
This action-packed night sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
You're holding back. She says
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.
Carl always has to dance during that little bit.
I love that song. I love that song. I don't know why. There's something about that song.
That makes you happy.
Makes me happy. Okay. Good morning. Welcome back to our last segment here. Trish Clark and I are here with Heather Hedwick, and who's running for Assembly District 1. And she's from MoDoc County, but her college degree is in agriculture, but then you have a master's in leadership and organization.
And management. Yeah.
Management. And we've been talking about the different problems that are facing us up here in the North State. One of the things, Brian Daly, Senator Daly, has thrown his support behind you for what that's worth. And then I imagine that Megan is going to be throwing hers behind you. I just imagine that. I could be totally wrong.
They're supporting me. Yeah.
Okay. That's why. Because I've said the Dalys. And because when you see one, you see the other, even though they probably – I would love to sit around that dinner table sometimes and see if they disagree. Because
they do sometimes. Like
I'm sure they
do. Every married couple, right?
Oh, I think that's a given. If they don't, then somebody's not being truthful.
Okay. The one of the things that – you know, whoever wins goes down there to Sacramento. We drove down there last Friday. We were totally – amazed about how bad the homelessness is down in Sacramento. I mean, we think we have a problem, mm-hmm. and we do. But this is one of the things that you said you want to work at is reducing homelessness. Can you give us a few words on that?
So I think it's a crisis now. We've priced people out of living in homes. But I think if more so, we need to support the mental health and the addiction problems that come with homelessness. And we need to audit what we've been doing. We've been throwing money at this for decades, and we have 30% of the nation's homeless?
Oh, no, we've got 50%.
Is it 50 now?
50% of the nation's homeless reside here.
It's because of the money we throw.
Yeah, and what's working? What do we know? Have we audited that? Have we checked on that? I don't feel like we have. And if we have, it's not thorough. And somebody's making money somewhere, but we're not seeing it in our
community.
Well,
the government agencies are making money.
Yeah. And we need to give that back to local people. We need that local control. Every community has a different problem with homeless. And yes, on the foundation of it's the same, but they know what will work in their community, and we need to stop limiting all this funding. We give out all this funding everywhere, but we limit it so much that most of the time you can't do what you need to do in your community with it.
The bulk of that money goes to employ people to run mm-hmm. programs, not to the people who need the help.
Yes, yes.
I heard the other day the ASPCA, 2% goes into
ASPCA,
you know, the animal protection thing. Mm-hmm. 2% goes into to goes directly to saving animals. Yeah. The rest of it is overhead.
The people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I think we have in a lot of these. Not that they're not trying to do good work, but because you have good people in a lot of these agencies. Let me just give some, see what your thoughts are. Second Amendment.
I'm pro. I live it every day.
Semi-automatic weapons okay with you?
They are. I think we need to keep we're making laws that are keeping law-abiding citizens away from their right to have firearms. People that break the law don't care what laws we make. They're going to continue breaking the law. So I am for, you know, keeping it out of the hands of people that have mental health problems. I'm for that.
I'm all for safe storage and keeping it out of the hands of felons and all that kind of stuff.
I'm a huge proponent of youth firearms education. I think being in a shooting sports program, it's the safest sport in America.
Absolutely.
There's a reason. And those kids are the leaders, and they're those people that are embedded in their communities. It's a great family sport. And they know what that firearm does because they've been taught.
Well, look, we're down to like a minute and a half, so this last minute and a half is yours.
Okay.
Why should people vote for Heather?
So I think I have the experience, and I've gotten things done. So I think I can speak to many sectors. I'm a small business owner. I'm a farmer. I was in the classroom and have lived that. I now work for the County Office of Education, so understand a lot of the programs that go on in our schools. I worked at the sheriff's office as the deputy OES director. So emergency management has been brought to the forefront of Californians, and it is huge. We need somebody in Sacramento that understands it and that can speak to it and make sure that what we're doing is supporting that fire mitigation and those, so we're not burning every summer. I think that is going to be my main focus, is that emergency management piece, because it touches everybody. Every county in our district has been affected by fire, and the stories are heartbreaking, and we're not doing anything better than we did 10 years ago for it. And it's disappointing, and it's not,
really we're doing
it's not
work
okay. We are, yeah.
And the insurance companies are pulling out of California.
There, and so making it more unaffordable to live here.
Yeah,
and
or they're raising the rates real high.
Yeah, I worked on the McKinney Fire, and those people on the Klamath River, like 80% of those houses didn't have insurance because they had pulled out. You know, these are people that have lived there their whole life. They're senior citizens that have paid off their house, and now they can't get insurance. You can't sell a house that can't get insurance. You know, we're just creating this cycle that we are breaking California, and somebody has to fix it. I know I'm not the only person that needs to be there, but I'm willing to jump in, and I'm willing to dedicate my knowledge and my time, and because I want to make a difference. I'm just dangerously optimistic enough that I want to make a difference. So,
okay, how do people get a hold of you or learn more about you?
So my website's votehadwick.com, you can email me at hadwick@votehadwick.com. I want to have those conversations. I have a thing on my website to invite me to events or meet up with me. I want to talk directly to the residents in the districts and know what your issues are and how I can help and what you want fought for in Sacramento.
So if you got groups that meet regularly, Heather would show up there.
Yeah.
So they get to know you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been putting a lot of miles on my car.
Well, thank you very much.
And it just cost you more starting the first
of July. Yeah, you gotta love those gas prices.
Well, thanks a lot for showing up.